This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Leonard LeMay, L-A-M like Mary, A-Y, date of birth January 1st of 1948. Dear sirs at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a consultation for Mr. LeMay, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine and proteinuria. He was seen in this office previously for consultation November 3rd of 2021 with chronic kidney disease secondary to diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. Creatinine levels were relatively normal, and the last one was November 9th of 21, which was 1.1. But levels have increased, creatinine levels have increased, and kidney function has declined. May 7th of 24, creatinine is 1.37. Estimated GFR is 53. 10/30/24, creatinine 1.57 with GFR 45. June 16th of 25, creatinine 1.7 and GFR 41. 9/29 of 25, creatinine is 1.5 and the GFR is 48. So he's stabilized in the 45 to 48 range of estimated glomerular filtration rate. Glomerular GFR, we can call it GFR. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease and actually feels very well at this time. He does see Mr. John Daniels for primary care, who's a PAC in the Shepherd area, and also Dr. Kropsman for his cardiomyopathy. He believes his last echocardiogram was roughly 2015, and the last known ejection fraction was 35 to 40%. He has no chest pain, no palpitations, no current dyspnea. He usually gets a cough that is exacerbated by cold weather, and it's worse in the winter generally, but nothing currently. He denies recent upper respiratory infection, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He has nocturia once or maybe twice a night. He feels as if he does empty his bladder well and does not have dribbling or incontinence. And he is able to urinate when he needs to. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes for many years, anemia, congestive heart failure, asthma, arthritis, obstructive sleep apnea, and he faithfully uses his CPAP device. Past surgical history, he's had hiatal hernia repair, bilateral rotator cuff repair, and multiple times in one shoulder, left knee scopes twice, colonoscopies, polypectomy history. He does get them every 5 years because his mother passed away from colon cancer. He's had an umbilical hernia repair, and his uvula, U-V-U-L-A, was removed because of the sleep apnea. And his last cardiac catheterization was more than 20 years ago, and he did not require stents or angioplasty at that time. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker who quit 40 years ago. He rarely consumes alcohol. He denies illicit drug use. He is married. He lives with his wife, and he's retired from the Navy. Family history is significant for colon cancer, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Crestor 20 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily, Synthroid 50 microgram daily, Aspirin 81 milligram daily, Losartan 100 mg daily, Metoprolol 100 mg daily, Preserve Vision once a tablet twice a day, Clonidine 0.2 mg twice a day, over-the-counter potassium is 99 mg at bedtime. He has budesonide for motorol fumarate 80/4.5 inhaler, and it's two inhalations twice a day. Flonase nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril once daily. Glargine insulin, it's 28 units at bedtime. Paxil, 10 milligram daily. Tylenol is 500 milligram twice a day. And he does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 207 pounds. Pulse is 66 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/76. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Uvula is missing surgically. No tonsils are visualized. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable bulges with straining, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. He has some decreased sensation in the feet and toes. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds. No discolorations or lesions are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 9/29 of 25. The creatinine is 1.5. An estimated GFR was 45. June 16th of 25. Sodium 138. Potassium 4.3. Carbon dioxide 27. Calcium 9.1. Albumin 4.0. Estimated GFR is 41. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. Hemoglobin 12.7. Normal white count, normal platelet levels. Urinalysis negative for blood and 100 plus protein. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 1,078. So gross proteinuria was noted. And we have a kidney ultrasound done July 14th, 2025. Normal kidney size, 11.2 on the right, 11.0 on the left. And there were several renal cysts. The right-sided cysts were the largest, 10.6 centimeters. Left kidney had much smaller size cyst, and there was a very small 0.3 centimeter calculus noted in the left kidney. He had a CTU study done following that ultrasound for further evaluation of the cysts. That was done 9/29 of 25. It showed enlarged prostate with some urinary bladder wall thickening. There was a non-obstructing left renal calculi. He had stable bilateral Bosniak type 2 renal cysts, which were stable. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension as well as type 2 diabetes with proteinuria. He is on the maximum dose of Losartan, which will be continued. We will ask for the last progress notes from his cardiologist, Dr. Kripp-Hosman. We will consider a post-void bladder scan to rule out obstructive problems from his prostate if renal function declines further. He has been getting labs every 6 months, and we will continue to do those. And he should be followed by a urologist due to the enlarged prostate and the ongoing cyst, large Bosniak type 2 cyst on the right kidney. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.